Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's a joy to be back with you again. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue the message that I began this week on spiritual receptivity, how to receive from the Lord. And we were looking scripturally at the example of Martha and Mary when Jesus and the disciples had gathered in their home, and they were in fellowship, and a meal was attempted to be made by Martha. And if you're familiar with the story, I won't take the time to read it again. Martha actually took this upon herself. I'm sure Jesus didn't ask her to do it, but it was something because she was a servant. She was active. She loved to do that. This was the normal type of hospitality you would extend, not only in that culture, but in any culture. You offer people food and drink. It's a hospitable thing to do. And so, but she began, as so many of us, her heart was right, and it was commendable, but she began to be frustrated because, do you know what? She probably really wanted to be sitting listening to Jesus as Mary, her sister, was. But she got frustrated by the circumstances and complained openly to the Lord. And Jesus' gentle response was, because he knew her heart, he appreciated what she was doing. But he said, Mary hath chosen the better part. Because, beloved, we need to hear. We need to sit at Jesus' feet. There's a time for activity. There's a time for being still and knowing He is God and hearing His words. She sat at His feet, Mary did, and heard His words. And so, first of all, in order to receive, we have to hear what He's saying, and then also we have to learn from it. Well, look at that wonderful scripture in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28, 29, Jesus gives an invitation, come unto me and I will give you rest. He's saying two things, come to me. As a result, I'll give you rest. Then he says, learn of me. See, there's another step. And ye shall find rest for your souls. What was Jesus' comment to Mary? He said she had chosen a good portion. In the final analysis, in the eternal scheme of things, Mary's concentration on Jesus' words was going to stand her in better stead. That's why our time with the Lord, hearing the Word of God, being in fellowship in church services or through media, it's important to hear the Word of the Lord, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So he said she chose a good portion, and also what else did he say? Which shall not be taken away from her. Beloved, the things that you receive from the Lord, the things I receive from the Lord, no one can take it from us. Those are things of the Spirit. Those are things we hold in our heart. Those are things that are forever with us. They're the ways of the Lord, the principles of the Lord, the characteristics of the Lord, His loving kindness, His mercy. And so this is the most important thing we can do. However, of course, we live in this world, and there's a time for stepping out of the holy place, if you will, and doing the activities, the chores, the responsibilities of the lives we lead. What did Solomon say? Chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. So there's a time for activity. There's a time for inactivity. That's why God gave the Sabbath. I mean, He was absolutely adamant on that. It was a serious thing to profane the Sabbath, because He knew human nature. He knew physically and mentally, even the animals he was concerned about, no one would work or labor on the Sabbath. It was a time for rest, a Sabbath to the Lord, of being with the Lord, being with loved ones, and allowing the Lord to just minister to us. He knew that constant activity is not good for us. And some of you, I can be chiefest of sinners there, are always busy. I have tried over the years to take a Sabbath day to the Lord. It doesn't have to be on the Sabbath. It doesn't have to be a Saturday. Whatever day. Ministers hardly can rest on a Sunday, right? I mean, that's their heaviest day of work, if you will. So the point is, what we receive from the Lord in those quiet times, the times of meditation, is very, very important. And it's necessary, because when we are active, then we won't fall to pieces when stress and pressure is placed upon us by actual events or from inner struggle, like was the case with Martha. Nobody was demanding her, you get in there and get a meal for us. I'm sure that wasn't the case. But she was. How often do we that? We do it ourselves. We put the stress and pressure on us. And she had wonderful intentions, and the Lord recognized that. He responded gently to her. He said, Martha, Martha. He didn't just say, Martha, your problem is. He said, Martha, Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things. And so what we need is to be a balance. How's that? Between Mary and Martha. They both love the Lord. They were both very, very dear friends of the Lord. But so often we get ourselves in situations not of our making or of our making, where we get stressed out and anxious, and that is not where God wants us. And also, we're not a testimony. I mean, she was actually rude. She interrupted everything. She complained to Jesus. Everything came to a screeching, grinding halt as she made her frustration known. And that's why Jesus responded the way he did. He loved her, and he was gentle. So how do we receive from the Lord? Let's translate it to our lives. We must hear the word of the Lord. Now, to hear is a picture of Mary. That means we must cease from our own efforts, as worthy and as commendable and as good as they may be. We have to understand that it's not by works that we've been saved, lest any man should boast, but it's by grace. It's not by might, beloved. It's not by spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And so we have to cease from our own efforts. Without Jesus, there's nothing we can do. Without me, you can do nothing, he said. So what must we do? We must quiet our spirits. We must spend quiet time with the Lord. The minute you have with him, do not just start lifting up your prayer requests. Take some quiet time to meditate on how wonderful he is. Praise him. Adore him. And what does Scripture say? Be still and know that I am God. And also, we need to be in a place of rest. There's a time for activity, beloved. Yes, the meal must be prepared. As I said before, because that's why she was probably frustrated, because she really wanted to sit down, relax, and just put her whole heart and attention on what Jesus was saying. It was a big deal to have Jesus present there, because he was out during his 3 years of ministry. He was always busy. He was traveling. He had very little personal time to himself. He had no place to lay his head. So this was a big event, really, when he could be there, and they were fellowshipping all together, the disciples as well as Jesus. And so it was a very special time. And so she should have recognized, there'll be time to do that. Mary could have helped her. That would be natural. And of course, Jesus would indicate, there's a time when we're in fellowship that it sort of come to an end, and you go on to other things. So there is a time for activity, and there's a time for rest. Let us never lose sight of our priorities, our communion with Jesus. That's the important thing. So how do we receive from the Lord? Again, just reiterate, we have to hear the word of the Lord, not just the written word of God, to read it and to receive it in ministry and sermons and things like that, but also allow the Lord God to minister to our spirits, to wait quietly before Him. And then also, we must act upon what we have received in faith. There is a time for action. James 1:22 says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." So there is a time for activity, there's a time for rest, and the mark, I believe, and what I'm striving for in my own life, and I pray you also, because He doesn't want you all frustrated and torn up, that, or if you're not active, He might want you to get busy. The fact is, there is a balance, and the Spirit of God will lead us according to our individual needs and schedule. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received," again, receiving the word of God, "which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Praise God. Hallelujah. In verse, I was going to read more scriptures, but my time's getting away from me. So, Psalm 40 and verse 8 says, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." How does it get in our heart? By communing with the living word and by reading His written word. Praise God. Well, I hope you've been blessed. And I haven't had time to pray, but some of you are struggling with that, there's power in agreement, and we need to pray for one another, because we live in times that will really stress and frustrate us. And I mean, just drive the freeways. That will be a test of your patience, right? Anyway, I love you. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.